On today's episode, we're going to talk about purposeful compliance. Welcome to the Mind Your Self-Defense Podcast, where my goal is to teach men and women how to gain confidence by connecting to their inner badass. I am your host, Sensei Andrew. I am a black belt in Krav Maga, NRA firearms instructor, a U.S. Navy veteran, and owner of Rise Above Self-Defense. By using interviews with industry professionals, self-defense students, product reviews, and personal experience, I can help guide you to your badass. I hope all of you guys had a great week. Hopefully your January is doing really good. We're almost over already, huh? Today we're talking about purposeful compliance. What is purposeful compliance? Purposeful compliance is something that you need to think about if someone is holding you against your will, whether it be with or without a weapon, okay? Kidnapping, armed robbery, something along those lines. So we'll make up a scenario right now. You're in your car, you just got into your car from the grocery store. You're getting ready to leave. Someone comes up to your car window and has a gun, and they ask you for your car or your wallet or whatever they want to rob. Okay, purposeful compliance. Compliance is that you're going to listen to what they're saying and you're going to do what they say. Okay, that's regular compliance. Then there's no compliance, which means you're like, screw you, I'm not going to do whatever. And then there's purposeful compliance, okay? Purposeful compliance means that you're going to do what you need to do. You're going to do what they're asking you to do until you have an opening to attack back. Regular compliance, you do not attack back, period, okay? I want you guys to think about this. If the person is using a weapon and they want to rob you or take your car or whatever, they are trying to intimidate you. They do not want to kill you, but it doesn't mean they won't. Okay? So I have seen scenarios where people are held up at gunpoint. The perpetrator asked them for their wallet. The person complies, gives them their wallet, and the perpetrator leaves. That's good. No one got shot, no one got hurt, so you lost a wallet. I've also seen scenarios where the same thing happens. The person gives them the wallet, then the person gets shot. Same exact scenario. The only difference is that the person got shot afterwards. Just because you comply does not mean that the person is not going to hurt you. Be aware of that. Okay? If someone wanted to hurt you, they're going to hurt you first and then rob you later. Okay? I hope that makes sense. If not, I'll put it in this scenario. If the person doesn't want to deal with you, they want to hurt you, they're going to shoot you first and then take your wallet or your purse or your car. Okay? If they are pulling a gun on you or a knife or something, they're trying to intimidate you to get something from you, their first instinct is not to hurt you. I'm not saying they won't hurt you. I'm just saying their initial effort is not to hurt you. So understand, just because you comply, it does not mean you're safe. If you are complying, you are giving the person the choice to decide if they want to hurt you or not. Okay? So you're pretty much putting your life in a criminal's hands if he's going to hurt you or not. Okay? Purposeful compliance means that I will cooperate until I can use my skills to put me in a better situation. Okay? Is there a chance of me getting hurt? Yes. Is there a chance of me dying? Probably. But if I don't do anything, if I just give the person my wallet, is there a chance of me dying? Probably. So at least this way, I have somewhat of a say if I'm going out or not. Where the other way, I don't have any say. The other person has the 100% say. If I put myself in a situation where I could fight back, and because I have skills to fight, I'm actually increasing my odds of survival because I'm fighting back, as opposed to standing there, giving the person my wallet, and waiting to see if they're going to hurt me or not. So it doesn't matter if I have, you know, a million black belts in a million different styles. Like I said, tactic is going to beat skill all the time. So if I comply and I put my life on the line and let them decide if I live or not, that's not a very good tactic. If I comply so I could get close enough or wait for an opportunity for me to attack, then my tactic is better than the person's tactic. If the person shoots me and then robs me, his tactic was better than mine. It's that simple. But you have to be aware of this. Okay? This is something that you need to think about. You know, there's a lot of YouTube channels and stuff like that. If you are books, and if you listen to complying, a lot of people will say, you know, give up your wallet and, you know, that kind of stuff is not worth getting killed over. And I agree with them. But the thing is that just because you comply, if you give them what they want, it does not guarantee your safety. So you have to understand that it's a 50-50 chance if you're going to get hurt or not if you give them what they want. Okay? So what I'm suggesting, or what I'm, the way I practice, is I will give them what they want until I have an opportunity to put myself in a better situation. I could be running. It could be, you know, dunking into a building. It could be whatever. It doesn't mean I have to fight back. It just means I'm going to comply until I could get away, or until I could punch them in the face, or until, so if I say I'm carrying a weapon, until I could pull my weapon out safely. It's I'm complying with quotation marks. I'm complying until I find an opportunity to do something to better my situation. Full compliance means I'm giving you 100% control. I'm going to comply, do whatever the hell you say, and I'm not going to fight back. So everything is in the other person's hands. I don't roll that way. Okay? I'm not telling you guys to do that. I'm just telling you guys, have this in your mindset. Just because you comply does not mean that you are safe. Okay? So, purposeful compliance just means that you will play along until you have an opportunity to either escape, draw your own weapon, punch them, put yourself in a better situation. Okay, that's all purposeful compliance means. There are people who are against purposeful compliance. There are people who are against 100% compliance. And there are people who are against no compliance. The thing is that you can't, you don't know what kind of situation you're going to be in until it happens. So, you know, if you have three or four guys all have guns on you, compliance is going to be, you know, should be on the table as number one option. Purposeful compliance against four dudes is a little different against one guy. So the scenario is going to dictate what kind of compliance you're going to do. Say you're in the car and you have your kids with you. You got to understand your compliance level is going to be a little different. I'm sure you guys have seen movies where, you know, the kid is held hostage and the parent is told, I need you to do this. If you don't, we'll hurt your kids. And the parent does what they're asking and they still end up hurting the parent and the kid, or the parent, and leave the kid safe. You can't trust the other people. So you got to know what hill you are going to fight on and which hill you're going to die on. So I just want you guys to have that mindset that I cannot trust the criminals with my life or the life of my kids or whatever. Okay? So you need to decide if you should fight back, if you should not fight back, or purposeful compliance, if and when you fight back. Okay? So that's what I want to get through to you guys on this one. This is more of a mindset than it is a skill. You need to know how to fight. You need to have at least backup skills, or you need to be able to at least know a little bit. You don't need to be a UFC fighter or anything like that, but you do just need to know that you have some kind of abilities to fight. Okay? It doesn't matter what style, just you need to know how to do something to fight. So I hope that makes sense to you guys. There's not really much more I could add to this. I take that back. You know what? I think there are a couple books on this. You could do a Google search. Yeah, it's purposeful compliance. It just means that you're cooperating until you get an opportunity to better your situation. Okay? I'm trying to think if there's anything else I could do here. I think that's pretty much it for personal. It's something that is not talked about a lot, but it is something that you need to have in your mind. Okay, at least know in the situation that you have an option. Okay, where actually you have three options. Say, screw you, I'm not complying, and then deal with the consequences. Purposeful compliance, yes, I will comply until I could find my opportunity. Or yes, I'm going to comply 100% and hope you don't kill me. Okay, so those are your three options. I do not agree with the, you know, screw you, man. You know, that one, That's not a very good option. Purposeful compliance and compliance are probably your two best options. But if I had to choose one, I'm going to choose purposeful compliance, because that one, at least I have a say in what happens in that one. Compliance, 100% compliance, I have no say. If I say, screw you, man, I have no say in that one either. Purposeful compliance, at least I have somewhat of a say if I decide to fight back or escape or whatever the case may be. Okay? So, I hope this helps you guys. At least think about it. What would you do in this scenario if someone, you know, has a gun to you, a knife to you, or if they have a gun to your wife or your kid's throat or whatever, what would you do? Okay? You know, hopefully you guys never have to use it, but just be aware of it, that it could happen. Again, I have to reiterate, just because you comply does not mean you're not going to get hurt. Okay? If you comply, does not guarantee your safety. That's what I want you guys to be aware of. Okay? Criminals are criminals. If they were not criminals, they wouldn't be doing this to you in the first place. So just be aware of that, that they could change their minds at any time. Okay? On next week's episode, I'm going to do a firearm review of the Glock 19. Remember, if you guys have any questions, comment, collab ideas, you can reach me at andrew@riseabovesofdefense.com, or you can visit the website www.riseabovesofdefense.com. And remember, only you can unleash your inner badass.